right, advertiser time. So, first off, our OG sponsor, Sinister Jerky. Use code KINGDOM, that's KINGDOM, at checkout at www.sinisterjerky.com. Grab yourself a nice little discount. And also, this podcast is powered by Balls Garara. Grab life by the balls. And with that said, let's go on to the podcast.
This is going to be a new experience for me.
I mean, we're all about the new experiences. You know, it's one of those things where it's like everything you do on a regular basis had a first time. And speaking of first times, welcome back to Castle Comms, episode 90. Today we're taking Chip Ningle's podcast, Cherry. Chip, how are you doing today?
I am doing good. How you doing?
You know, I'm doing okay. Like, you know, we set up the Easter hunt for my kid. She's been super stoked finding, like, you know, eggs and maybe a few eggs from last year. And we don't do any of the live eggs because I don't want any fucking rotten eggs in my front or backyard. So, Chip, that leads me to a question.
Yeah.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever found? Either cleaning your house or walking out and about in public. Did you have like a Stand By Me moment where you found a dead body? Like, what did you find out there?
This is weird. We found a machete in one of my old houses, like in the walls of one of my old houses.
Oh, did it have something horrible written on it? Like, that's what you get, bitch. Or did it have like blood on it?
It was so weird because my house was like, I don't know, my old house, the house that I grew up in, was part of like the Underground Railroad and stuff like that, which was kind of cool. But there was like a machete in the walls. We were like, oh my God.
So you maybe found a piece of historical, like Harriet Tubman used this to cut the arm off a guy.
We threw it away.
Some crazy shit like that. Who knows?
Yeah, we just threw it away. So, because we were remodeling.
I mean, yeah.
It could have been something historical.
That machete could have paid for the entire remodel.
Yeah, it probably could have.
Like, you could have taken that to Antiques Roadshow, and they could be like, oh, yes, they use this to kill so many slaveholders. This is the forgotten blade of Harriet Tubman.
The blade of the chosen one.
It's like, you found... you found the sword of the sword equivalent.
I think my dad just kind of looked at it and was like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
he wasn't very big on history. He's just like, let's get this house done.
Just like in like 1,000 years, when they like start rummaging through the wreckage of what, you know, our lives are today, they're going to find some like World of Warcraft replica sword of Frostmourne. And they're going to be like, oh, this is probably just junk. This looks significant. This is nothing.
Yeah, the 22nd century or something like that.
Or aliens. It's like, oh my God, this must have been something
epic. Wait, this is the 22nd century. Like, what would be like an alien? Wouldn't that be like 30th century?
Yeah, 30th. Yeah, some crazy shit. Like, they're going to come here and they're going to see like Taco Bells with like stained glass. They're like, this must have been their church. They prayed to Fourth Meal and Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah, they see like a McDonald's and like a play, like one of those play palaces in it, and they're like, they made children work in here.
This is where the child labor began.
Yes. Oh God.
So having a house that was from such an like, you know, crazy older part of American history, like, did you have ghosts? Did you have any weird like occurrences in this home?
I'm not like a firm believer. Like, I've done like some paranormal podcast because like my friend's like really into it, so she's very into like believing in ghosts, and I thought it'd be a fun stream if she would try to like walk me down the paranormal stuff and me just being, I wanted like a demon to just like mess with me or something crazy, that way I could be like, okay, ghosts are real.
Demon gave me a hand job, it's real.
Yeah, or something. Dude, I wanted the Dan Aykroyd Ghostbuster scene where the ghost girl gives him like a blowjob. I wanted that. That's what like my end goal was.
I mean, let's be real. If that ever really happened, she wouldn't look like that. It'd probably be like some like old haggard grandma. I'd be like, oh God, a ghost gummy. Oh. No.
No, get off that. It's not yours.
Well, if I close my eyes and think of Dan Aykroyd, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh God!
This is my movie moment.
I can't wait. Doesn't he sell like skull drinks or some weird Scientology stuff?
I think probably he does. We're probably gonna get a summons in the mail that you use the the sexual image of Dan Aykroyd, and that is specifically used by the Church of Scientology. I'm probably gonna get a cease and desist. It's okay. Who gives a fuck? Moving on. So
it's fine.
Chip Dingle, did you celebrate holidays a lot growing up? Were you like, did you do the Easter thing? Did you do the Christmas thing?
Oh no, yeah, yeah. We didn't really do Easter this year because I have a pretty large family. We like to get like huge get-togethers. So like Christmas, we get together all the time. So Easter, we kind of do it for the kids, but now my son's like 16 years old, so we're just like, oh, well,
is he one of those 16-year-olds that's just too cool for everything, or is he one of those 16?
Well, now he is.
Like, it's dumb, Dad.
I'll like come out. He's like, oh, you're gonna stream today? What a loot! No, I'm joking. He thinks it's cool.
Well, that's cool. At least you guys have like some, like, you know, common ground when it comes to that stuff. Because I know, like, growing up, like me and my dad, we talk about baseball. So, do you and your kid, do you talk about like streamers? Or you talk about like, hey, did you believe that bullshit of Sneeko pulling a gun on Voice Critical? Like, do you guys bond over that kind of shit?
We more bond like over like video games. He likes anime, so we watch anime and all this stuff, and then just like just talk. We bond. He used to play baseball a lot. That was fun. He grew out of that.
Nice.
And now we just kind of like do video editing stuff. I don't know. We do pretty much everything. So there isn't like one specific thing.
From a parent perspective of watching anime with your kids, did you have to have that talk where you said, like, no, you know, son, not everyone's boobs are this big in real life.
Yes. That's right. Yes, son. You see the main protagonist anime guy? He's dating a girl that's way too young for him. Because, like, every girl's, like, what, 16?
Yeah, that's one of the weirdest things about that is just, like, yeah, there's always a crazy age difference. And they hint at it, like, oh, wearing a schoolgirl uniform, but this girl's, like, 25. Like, no, she's not. Like, oh, God, no. Yeah.
You'll see, like, a girl, she's like, this girl's actually in her 30s. Like, no, she looks like she's 12. God.
That's when problematic issues happen. So, as somebody who's watching anime, did you have an appreciation for the art before the kid, or was this something that kind of grew naturally?
Before the kid. My main career is like filmmaking and editing, so I appreciate all forms of storytelling. So I try to be very unbiased about it.
Even Lamb Chop, like sock puppets, did you like watch that? Like, this is riveting.
No,
is
I know it's good and bad. Like, I have some sort of familiarity with it. Like, I loved, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Edgar Wright's, like, the way he, like, paces his transitions and cuts and, like, movies and films is just so interesting to me.
Nice.
So that kind of, like, his style of editing kind of grew me into like watching more anime because he kind of copies an anime style, weirdly enough.
So, it's crazy how editors
over accentuates everything.
Can you watch a video and guess the editor based upon the way that said video flows?
Not necessarily editing. Director, yeah, because the editor usually is with the director.
Well, directing.
And the director makes all the final.
I mean, you see a big pair of feet, like, up, Tarantino. Like, sometimes they give it away for you. You're like, up, there it is, right there.
You knew exactly when a Tarantino. Yeah, you could definitely tell the difference between Tarantino and, like, other directors.
So, do you have a favorite film? Or is this one of those things that just changes for you constantly because of not only it's something you enjoy, and you probably watch a lot of movies?
Oh, yeah. I'm more a movie buff that I have a video game buff, weirdly enough. In fact, like, my streams are based, like, when I do streaming, I try to like do it in a style that's kind of like cinematic and over the top,
and that's the best way
to be. That's kind of like my thing. But yeah, Tarantino films, I think my favorite one was Kill Bill. I loved Kill Bill.
Classic.
Pulp Fiction, definitely.
Oh, amazing.
And then like Inglourious Basterds, the new one I just saw, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, about the murders with the Charles Manson stuff. Yeah. And also
Charles Manson.
Very graphic foot imagery in that one as well.
Yeah.
Now, do you
have... I think he...
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I think he had a very large passion for, like, old-style filmmaking. And then, like, I think it was, like, at that time in the film
like during the Manson kills or the Manson stuff, they killed off one of the directors of what they called old Hollywood. And I thought it was just kind of like his love poem to a love movie to those guys. So, which is really cool. It's like Tarantino's world that Manson stuff didn't happen,
right?
Which is kind of cool.
So for somebody who has, you know, experienced a lot in that scene, is there any particular movie that you feel was just like criminally overhyped or underhyped? Like, what movie would you say, if you could say from any movie that's ever come out, what to you is the most overhyped?
Criminally overhyped.
Yes.
Oof. Criminally overhyped. Oh, God. I think I might know one. Off the top of my head, no. Underhyped? Arcane was really good. I don't know if that was overhyped or underhyped, but that was a series, not a movie. Yeah, I don't really know. I'm not really sure. I don't know. Dissing a movie. Maybe Lucy, or the one that the girl that had was only using 10% of her brain. That was a little overhyped, yes. Because, you know, you can't really use 10% of your brain.
I remember.
Maybe.
That fucking, like, the movement of water, you know, the one where she, like, falls in love with, like, the merman thing. That was so fucking overhyped. That thing was everywhere. And then I saw that movie, I fucking hated it. I was like, that to me is the criminal overhype.
Ooh. Oh, I got one. Oh, fuck. Llamageddon. Underhyped.
Llamageddon.
Yes. All right, so me and my, like, I have a Discord community, and, like, every Friday we used to watch a shitty movie and stuff like that. It was, yeah, it's like if you could sit there and watch a really terrible movie and just get together with your friends and allow everyone just to make fun of it while it's going, it's such a good time.
So describe for the people at home what Llamageddon is, because I'm sure a lot of people have not seen it, self included.
So Llamageddon is a story about a killer llama that shoots lasers out of its eyes. It's amazing. Now, that and
is he like a crime fighting llama? Is he just a llama who's self serving? Like,
no, no, it's just like a horror story about, I think the llama came from space or something like that. Oh, God,
goddamn space llama. That's how
it was so good.
That's how the fall.
Oh, and another
started.
One was like pterodactyl. I think it was a priest. Let me look this up. Velasha Pasture was another one that was really good. It was about a priest who turns into a velociraptor.
Sticking with the holiday theme of Easter, I love it.
Yes, it was so good. The ninja, they're like, he fights ninjas. It's so good.
Did
it has
talk?
Like my favorite VFX shot ever.
Was there talking, or was it just a raptor with like the priest like collar?
Oh no, he had like a whole love story and everything. He was a pastor that every now and again I'll just turn into a velociraptor. It was so awesome.
So he was like a werewolf, fully aware velociraptor.
Yeah, werewolf.
How did that happen? Did he like scratch himself on the fucking Jeep Wrangler they used to make Jurassic Park?
I don't remember. I just remember I had a lot of drinks that night. We were with friends and we just watched this stupid movie and it was so fucking good. It had my favorite VFX shot in every movie, anywhere. So I'll set the mood.
Set the mood.
All right, so
light the candles.
This is the beginning of the movie, so I'm not really spoiling anything. So he comes out of his church and he's waving across the street and he sees his parents, and his parents are sitting there. They're right next to a car, and they're waving at him, like at the pasture, going like, "Hey, I love you." Then out of nowhere, it cuts back to the car, and the only thing you see is that it says VFX shot of car explosion, and that's all you see, and it's a picture of the car. And you go, you cut back to the priest, and he's going, "No,
that's amazing."
You don't see a car explosion. It's just titles. VFX shot of car explosion.
It's like, we didn't have that in the budget. We have a topless scene later. We spent all the money on that. So you're going to deal with this cutaway.
It was so good.
So the first time you saw that, did that just like floor you? Or did you have time to recover?
Oh, yeah. We were in a Discord call with like 10 other people, and we were just in tears. We loved it. It was so great.
That's amazing.
Like, no fucking way.
Oh, Velocipass. I'm going to add that to my list of shit that I need to watch.
Yeah, we have a ton. So, yeah, we watch so many. That's like our... We used to do it once a week.
Speaking of lists of shit that one needs to watch, is there anything out there that you have put on the back burner that you just haven't gotten to? Like, I know some people are like, oh, yeah, I haven't watched any of The Mandalorian or, you know, The New Last of Us or any Game of Thrones. Do you have any show that you're just, like, holding on to and this, you just never find the time to get to it?
Oh, let me see. Let me think. A show that I've been dying to... Wait, I think the new Vikings I was supposed to watch, because I watched the old Vikings and I loved it. So Vikings of Valhalla would probably be a show that I was supposed to watch. I haven't gotten to it.
Was that the one with like Loki and Ragnar and all those guys, or was that a completely...
That's the old one. Apparently they remade a new one and it's on Netflix. So
interesting.
That was such a good show.
I remember everyone went through a Viking stage when it came to Hollywood and Netflix, and some people just never got back.
I think
that
they're still going through because there's like two other Viking shows that I'm seeing. I'm like, come on, guys, really? This is like the zombie stuff when like Walking Dead came out.
Oh, The Walking Dead. You know, did you go down the Walking Dead rabbit hole of seasons?
No. I got to third season. I kind of got bored with it because it was like, I don't know. It was kind of like a repeat over and over again. Like, run away from zombies. Find an evil human camp. Deal with the evil humans. Go away. Battle with zombies. More evil humans. Right. It was,
say Coral was five like, times. We're good. We have a season. Yeah. Cut. Paste. We're good. Yeah.
Last of Us was pretty good, though. I really enjoyed that one. That had a different kind of a take.
Now, did you play the games, or did you just jump straight into the TV series?
No, I didn't play the game. I just watched the TV series. Now I have to play the games, because it actually was really awesome. Now, I liked it.
For no spoilers for anyone listening who may not have played the games or seen the whole TV shows, did you have an emotional moment watching The Last of Us?
What was it? I think when what was it? Her. I'm trying not to spoil because now I don't want to spoil anything. But yeah, there was a specific scene that made me kind of like emotional. I was like, oh, that's really well done.
Nice.
It was a scene in the mall. How about that? The mall.
Fair. That is I can understand why one would have an emotional moment when it comes.
Yeah,
to
that was sad. It was like a flashback scene, so it was really crazy. I was like, dude, no.
So when it comes to you in like, you know, editing and getting into like characters and getting into stuff like that, when you role play, when you're playing games, like when you're role playing in Rust or when you're role playing in GTA, do you take anything from a character you've seen on a screen or through content and apply that? Or are you just winging it every time you're playing a character you're RPing?
So I mainly just wing it. There are times when I'll try to do like a specific role and I'll go for it. But most of the time I'm just winging it. So like, I think Chip Dingle hit, not me, but like Chip, I like to have his character. Like he overhypes himself up to fail, fail incredibly, which is something that I always thought was fun.
I was gonna ask because that one scene with the fucking chainsaw, the wood tickler, when you're chasing those people.
Oh yeah, I was chasing Mike Reeves and Pokey and all those guys.
I was gonna ask, how many people did you have to method act or kill to get into that character before this occurred?
Well, I used to work at a haunted house with my friend Allie, and we...
Is this the same friend that's in the ghosts, or is this a different friend altogether?
Yeah, same friend. Okay. Yeah, she's awesome. She's one of my best friends.
So what was your job at the haunted house? Were you like the guy, like, you know, those old haunted houses where you'd put like their arm through the hole? Were you the guy with the bowl of grapes? Like, ooh, touch these eyeballs. Or what was your job at the haunted house?
I was the guy who built the rooms, so I like programmed and made the rooms and stuff like that. So like the last one we did, we made a Twitch haunted house room where Twitch can control the haunted house room and scare people via commands on Twitch. which took forever. This was last year. It took forever. And that was, yeah, I mainly just program and make rooms.
Now,
with Allie, she helps me.
Did you do that as like a legal loophole? Be like, I didn't give that old lady a heart attack. Fucking Joe Schmo 69 redeemed that channel point, gave her a heart attack. It wasn't me.
Yeah, exactly. Exacto, man. Don't leak it, man. Don't tell them. No. They have to sign, like most of the people, there's like a waiver kind of agreement when you walk into the haunted house that it's all on you.
Fair.
Pretty much.
Now, has anyone ever like had to be escorted out of one of your haunted houses?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A ton of times. There's some, oh my God, this actually makes me upset. There's some ladies or people that'll bring their like 5-year-old kid in that is literally terrified of everything. And this is like an older, you know, like an older haunted house. So we usually have to like pull out the kids because they can't take it sometimes.
That sounds
and
horrible.
Then there are some like teenagers and stuff that we have to like hurry up and get them out of there because, you know, especially the lights out tours when you go there, because the whole house is dark and we just, our whole job is just to scare the crap out of you, and that's it. There's no lights, no electrical stuff, no nothing.
Now, do you play a character in that? Do you like pick a particular like backstory and be like, I'm the chainsaw ghost, or like do you...
I'm the chainsaw ghost. Fear me. No, I don't normally play a character at the haunted house. I just build the rooms. But when I do kind of like scare them, I know like I just pretty much carry this horn gun.
Oh, you're the horn gun ghost.
So what it is like you're in complete darkness and there's a gun that we strap two like semi-truck horns on. And it has a giant, like a bright ass light on the front of it. So usually I just hide in the corner, and then when I see someone running by, I'll just like when you pull the trigger, it's just this sound of this horn is just insane.
You just melt their eardrums.
Yeah, they pretty much piss themselves.
They turn the corner, and then they have 10% VA disability immediately, courtesy of Chip Dale.
Yeah, dude, there was this one time where I thought it would have been funny to like lay on the ground and act like I'm like hurt, which sounds bad, but I'm laying on the ground going, help, someone help. And these kids would like squat down with their little glow stick, because we only give them a little glow stick to like, go through this like dark haunted house, and then they'll walk towards me like really slow, like, oh my God, are you okay? And then I'll have like the horn gun where they can't see it. And as soon as they get closer, they're about to like, you know, help me up, I just hit them with it. And they all, like, the whole group will just fall. And it's funny.
Oh, so you're creating trust issues. I wonder how many potential EMTs and paramedics you have dissuaded from helping.
Oh my God, it's
man.
So good.
That's amazing.
It's like one of my favorite things. I love scaring the crap out of people. It's fun.
So it seems like you have a pretty good time during like the Halloween holiday. Now, is there any other holiday where you go this hard, or would you say Halloween is it for you?
Probably Halloween. Halloween is definitely
the one.
It's probably the hardest I go.
So
yeah.
What was the best costume you ever wore as a kid? And what was your favorite candy to receive as a child?
Best costume I wore as a kid? Let me say Super Mario Brother, maybe? I didn't really get into the costume phase that hard. And my favorite candy was, dude, it was like Starburst. What's that?
Were you more into egging houses if you weren't into costumes?
Yeah, just egging the shit out of houses. No, I was like, I don't know. I think I was a ninja one time, and then like a freaking Mario Brother.
Okay.
I don't really dress up that much. I don't really do costumes.
No worries. What was your favorite candy back in the day? And what is it now? Has it changed?
My favorite candy? Starburst jelly beans.
I haven't seen a Starburst jelly bean in a hot minute.
Good, dude.
I'll have to
freaking
look
good.
And what was the worst candy you got as a kid? Like, somebody would hand you that when you go trick-or-treating and just look at them like, you piece of shit.
Oh shit! Where's candy? Oh, those freaking candy corn. Remember those like candy corn things?
Yes.
Those things suck.
They still make them, and there's a group of people out there who, like, you know, vehemently love them. They, like, defend them on everything. I'm like, okay, dude, you know, nobody's around. You don't have to defend this shit.
I have no idea why. No idea why.
There's always those few. So, Chip, I have to know, there's a lot of games that have come out recently, especially ones that are teasing at a lot of nostalgia, like Diablo, the new Skate, things like that. Now, are there any games coming up or any games that have recently come out that you're looking forward to playing that you haven't yet?
Star Citizen. I'm about to do more Star Citizen stuff very soon. Ever since the 3.18 patch, I bought like the entire kit, like the sticks and stuff like that, to start doing their flying spaceships and stuff.
So do you have a character in mind for Star Citizen? Or are you just going to play it straight?
I think for the first most part, I'm gonna play it straight, but then eventually I'm going to throw like a really cocky, just really crazy, super amped up version of Han Solo.
A competent version of Han Solo.
The competent version of Han Solo.
The one where not everybody and their mother knows he's a smuggler and a really bad one.
Yeah, exactly.
That was such a weird transition for that character. They're like, yeah, you know, those three movies happened and you were the king, you were a general, and then some shit happened and now your kid hates you and now you're back to smuggling. Way to go, Han.
That was so confusing. Jesus Christ.
I think that's the real reason.
Wait, did they say they're redoing the last three movies or something like that?
I've heard rumors about that, but they also said that they were going to get rid of Jar Jar, like they were going to go back and edit Jar Jar out, and that's never going to happen. That's the real reason Kylo Ren turned on that lightsaber. He'd saved his dad from the fucking humiliation of being a shitty smuggler. He's like, this one's
exactly. Did you ever see that they were like Jar Jar Binks was actually the guy controlling the entire empire? Or
yeah,
like that?
That, you know, the Darth Jar Jar thing. Yeah, I saw that, and I wish they would have done that. It would have given the character some kind of depth. And then they were saying that what really happened to Jar Jar is everybody blames him for Palpatine taking over, and he becomes a street performer. Like, that's Jar Jar's ultimate fate. Yeah, he like juggles fish for kids, and everybody like doesn't talk to him because everybody knows that he's a piece of shit. Like, apparently that's how they did him in the book.
Jesus!
They did him dirty. Now Jar Jar's like on heroin and shit. Like, it's not looking good for Jar Jar.
Oh my god, I didn't know any of this. Jesus. I had to look through that.
He's just fucking injecting between his Gungan toes. Like, this, you're not missing anything. Like, Jar Jar, no!
His Gungan toe?
I mean, they're webbed, so funny. It's a little easier to get that needle in there, but...
Jesus.
Oh, Jar Jar.
No.
They just play Johnny Cash's Hurt, and then they just look at Jar Jar in the corner.
No, not Jar Jar.
I used to be so funny.
It's me.
Oh, man. So, you brought up Star Wars, so I have to know. What was your favorite one of the prequel movies?
My favorite prequel movies?
Yes. Because people hate them so much.
I know. Let me see. What would be a really good movie that I recently watched? Oh, shit. What was that one? It was like... I just recently watched this movie and I had no idea it went under the radar. Here we go. It's an underappreciated movie. It was like something about Monday. Where did Monday go or something like that? It was about these 6-7 sisters. Okay.
Are all the sisters named after a day of the week?
Yes.
Oh, the foresight of that couple will be like, well, we're going to have 6 more kids and they're all going to be curly. Like, the gall of that guy just to be like, yeah, she's going to pop out 6 more of these fucks. We're going to have one for
yeah, I know. And the funny thing is, like, it was actually really well done. Like, I've never seen, like, because, you know, like, they're all identical twins, and they all interact with each other. And this technology, I think this movie is, like, what, maiden.
Oh, so they're all born at the same time. She was like Octomom.
Yeah, they're all twins.
One.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was seven different kids. Like, that guy was at the hospital. He was like, I'm going to hit it raw at least six more times. We'll be back.
Jesus Christ.
Get me a sandwich punch card for all the kids we're going to be having here.
Yeah, and my then, God, like, Octomom. The plot of the story is, like, there's, like, overpopulation in the world.
So, of course, they wanted to have seven kids.
Yes. I think it was, like, an accident. I don't know. The mom died, so, from apparently having seven kids, but still.
That's a lot of trauma.
Yes. And the whole plot of the movie is, like, everyone's only allowed to have one kid. So, in the movie, each one of these girls have to like play as the same person, but they all switch out based on the day of the week. So Monday goes out, does her job. She comes back, then Tuesday replaces her and does the same thing.
I mean,
so it's
okay.
Pretty crazy.
So that makes sense from like, you know, the only one kid. But you think he would have got found out when he's going to the grocery store? He's just like, there's only two people in this household and he's spending all his goddamn money on food.
Yeah, goddamn. What the fuck is going on?
That would suck, too. Oh, imagine if one of them gets, like, a scar from, like, falling out of a tree. It's like, all right, everybody, I gotta fucking mangle all of you. Everybody, we gotta make these scars identical.
Yeah, exactly.
What a pain in the dick. Sounds horrible. Imagine if you were the kid who had the shittiest day of the week. Imagine if you were the kid who got the shittiest day of the week. Just like, God damn it, I get Tuesday, I gotta go to school. Why can't I be Saturday? Why can't I be Sunday?
Well, the messed up part was like, one of the kids went out skateboarding and she comes out and she accidentally cut her finger off. And the parents like, oh shit, now I'm gonna cut all your guys'
fingers. That's exactly what I was alluding to. That's horrible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That happens in the movie.
Jesus.
He actually goes out there and cuts everybody's finger off.
Imagine if, like, after he's done cutting off everyone's finger, it was just the fucking, like, you know, the thumb trick. She's like, oh, look at
that. Oh, I was just screwing around. No, don't do that, Dad. Fuck.
Fuck.
Well, it's done now.
At least that parent was nice enough to, like, you know, do that to all the kids, not just kill that one kid and be like, all right, guys, we're mixing up the schedule.
Yeah, like the dad just she comes home like, I cut my finger off and he just shoots the shit out of him. Like, goddamn!
He's like, shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you fucked up, kid. Sorry.
Oh, I fucking should have asked if anyone saw. Now this is going to lead to some questions.
Well, I guess we can skip Tuesday.
All right, kids, we're moving.
All the kids are like, oh, God, guys, we must be saved.
There's only four of us left. We got to stop moving.
Yeah. No, but it was a really good movie. That was actually, weirdly enough, as weird as it sounds, it's actually really good.
So there is one that I saw that I'd never hear anybody talk about it, and I even forget the name of it, but I'm going to go up and I'm going to look at it so after this. But it's about a childhood detective in a small town, and he like solves all their crime, and they all love him, and then something actually real happens. Like, there's like a kidnap murder, and like the town is like, you gotta solve this, little Billy. You're the guy, you're the great kid detective. And he can't do it.
Wait,
can't solve it.
Really?
Like, fast forward 20 years, he's like a mid to late 20-year-old man who's still being called the kid detective, and everyone in this town hates him because he never solved the crime. solves it. But like, just the whole place is so fucked.
Oh my god. Wait, what's this movie called? What is it called?
I gotta look it up. I saw it a while ago. Detective movie.
Just a kid detective.
I'll find it. That gets old.
Oh my god. I'm always down for stuff like bad movies.
Oh, it's a terrible. Oh, it's called The Kid Detective.
It's just called The Kid Detective. Please don't say Spy Kids. Please.
No. Well, you know, I will say Spy Kids had a really, like, weird, heavy line from Steve Buscemi about the existence of God. Like, that movie had some weird...
I didn't even
like,
see it. Wait, did he actually cross the line there, talking about the creation of God?
Yeah. Like, Steve Buscemi, there's a scene in that, like, one of those Spy Kids movies. He's like, do you think God doesn't come back because he's so terrified at what he's created? Or something along those lines. And you're like...
Wait, it's Spy Kids. What are they going so deep for?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
They just decided they were going to have one, like, you know, one line in a movie that's going to have somebody at home going, who am I? And starting an existential crisis.
God damn it. Just out of nowhere. It's like kids spy, like kids that are spies. And then out of nowhere, like, does God exist?
Oh, no.
Is he even real? God, I can.
Damn you, Steve Buscemi. Why do you do this to me? You tortured me.
Oh my God.
Look at Steve Buscemi killing my high over here. What are you gonna do, though? So, Chip.
Oh my God.
From somebody who grew up in the age where I'm pretty sure you grew up, were you a fan of Blockbuster or were you more of a Hollywood video kind of kid?
Well, I did both. Like Blockbuster was my jam because, you know, we had like Little Caesar's Pizza right next to it. So it was
what a combination.
Awesome.
So what was your favorite thing you ever rented from a Blockbuster? Was it a movie or a game?
My favorite thing I ever rented? Let me think. God, that's years ago. I can't even remember that long.
I'm hitting with the nostalgia questions recently. It's been fun going down
because I was still like a teenager, basically. I don't know. I do not remember. Wait. Mario? Maybe Mario? Or there was a game called like Mario 3 or something like that. I read.
Oh yeah. For the Nintendo.
Yeah.
That's the one where you could like get the little whistles and go all the way to the last level.
Yeah. And I think I eventually I eventually accidentally like kept a movie for too long, and then Blockbuster went out of business, so I was like off the hook.
So you got to keep it. Was it anything worth keeping? Or you're like, fuck I got Starship Troopers Part 3, the one nobody saw.
I think it was something stupid, because like, I lost it. I don't remember where it was. I was like, yes, Blockbuster went out.
You lost it, or did Blockbuster sneak into your house and steal it back?
And steal it? Like, we're going out of business. We gotta hurry up.
It's like, I ain't going under while this piece of shit has this movie.
Yes. That's freaking yes.
His last moment in the Blockbuster Corporation, he made it a proud one, and he stole back.
Someone just kicked in my house and just like came
that
in.
Thundercats like VHS or whatever you fucking had.
Yeah.
So, okay. Keeping on the same line of questioning from that timeline, there was a lot of crazy kid like game shows like Wild and Crazy Kids, Guts, Legends of the Hidden Temple, Double Dare, so on and so forth. If you could participate in any one of those events, or any show, drunk as an adult, which one would it be?
God, what was the one? I couldn't do like any of the Gladiator ones. Maybe Double Dare. Double Dare?
Double Dare was like a bunch of obstacles, and they're all pretty easy, but they're kind of stupid.
Yeah,
like,
they're not as hard as the Gladiator ones. I think that would probably be the best one to be like completely belligerent at.
That would be a fun one to do drunk. And if you could challenge anyone to do the Double Dare course drunk, who would it be?
Orby. Definitely Orby. Orby or Aqua. He would be hilarious, too.
That's a funny image I'm playing in my head with that.
It's like all three of us just getting belligerent and playing Double Dare. We'd just be cussing and yelling at each other.
Mark Summers would be so pissed.
Yeah.
Did you see that they're making?
We need to make that happen because that would be really exciting. What'd you say?
They're making a Good Burger 2 movie. They're bringing Kenan and Kel back.
No way. They are?
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing because Kel, there was this like big old rumor that he died back in the day, so I thought he was dead for like the last.
Yeah, because you know, like Keenan's like a part of SNL. I was like, what happened to Kel?
Like somebody told me
he's been a part of SNL for like years.
I just listened to it. Yeah, he's like one of the longest cast members in SNL history. I think he might actually have the sole role because he's been on that shit forever now, or at least it feels like it's been like
forever. Yeah.
But then again, I don't watch a whole lot of SNL because it kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does. I'm not a big fan of it. I like the old stuff and like, God, what, blah, blah, blah. Dude, I am so terrible at names. Well, Andy Samberg's no longer a part of it now, right?
No, he started doing his own thing. Like, you know, he always had the Lonely Island music, but then he did Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's like a writer on Brooklyn
Nine-Nine. That's right. He's doing Brooklyn Nine-Nine. This is his second season or another season.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it's definitely, I like his writing. I like his writing a lot more than his SNL acting. He was not my favorite cast member.
I think my favorite cast member was Norm. I like anything that he has complete control over.
Right. Norm MacDonald was my favorite. You know, rest in peace. He did the best
date. Yes, I loved him too. So, he was great.
Bringing up Norm MacDonald, do you have a favorite stand-up comedian?
Mitch Hedberg. He's pretty hilarious.
He was hilarious. Like... Yeah.
Mitch, wait, what'd he do?
He died.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. He was hilarious. I'm always scared to like bring someone up and like, oh, yeah, he's canceled. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, it's like, it's always horrible, too, when you don't know what happened to somebody. You're just playing the, like, oh, my God, is this guy a pedophile? Like, minefield?
Yeah, like, I'm always scared to bring anybody up. Like, who is an actor that you looked up to? And I might be like... Like I say it all the time, like, oh, this guy's really cool. And then, like, wait a minute. You know, he, like, beat up his wife or something like ridiculous. Like, okay, damn it.
Like, I loved OJ and Naked Gun. And then everyone
he was awesome.
He was.
Until he killed his wife.
Right? Like, way to go, OJ. Really dropped that
ball. Way to fuck that up. And then he, like, he went straight gangster in the last time. He was like, do you know who I am? I'm freaking OJ. I'm cut. Like when he got arrested for the last time. Oh, God.
Yeah. He's just owning it at that part. He's like, fuck it.
Yeah. Screw it.
I mean, going to jail for sports memorabilia, you might as well go hard. You know, he's like, well, I got a big one. Like, here we go.
Someone's going to make a movie about this.
Getting into the gotcha part of Castle Comms journalism, Chip Dingle, were you there at Area 51? When the people decided to Naruto run it?
Yes. No, I was not. I saw that like huge like Facebook group, and I thought it was hilarious. The guy who made it
clapping alien.
I was like, oh my
god! Did you see videos from people inside of Area 51 that were being briefed on what was being said, and they were showing people what a Naruto run is? These military people,
they actually had. What was it? The internet historian made a really good video about it. I was like, oh my god, I can't believe they actually had all these guys trying to explain to them what a Naruto run is.
So as a former military police officer, how would you respond to people rushing the gate Naruto style? What would be the Chip Tingle defense?
I just let them run into the, like, run and get, like, hit the wall in the building because they ain't going to get inside. I mean, I'll be like, fuck it. See you later. Bye. Either that or I just probably join them. I wouldn't do anything. So, I think it's kind of funny.
We're on the topic of Naruto. And I always think this is one of the funniest things I've heard in a while. Did you know when Osama bin Laden's like pace was like raided? They found a terabyte of anime on his computer, and the number one thing on there was Naruto.
What?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's apparently true. And then this comedian made this joke. I forget the name of the comedian, but this is, I find it to be one of the funniest things ever. Like, imagine, like, SEAL Team 6 breaks in there, and you just, like, you know, all this smoke from them just fucking unloading on him, and then when the dust settles, it's just a fucking log with a little piece of... He, like, substitutes jiu-jitsu out of there.
Either that or like the freaking, wait, I actually have it on here. Either that or like the Akatsuki music like kicks on, like
that actually fits very well.
And he's like, welcome to my den.
So, okay. So, since we're on the topic
my tea push.
Of Naruto, who do you think was the coolest? Other than, you know, the main character, Naruto, and his, like, you know, his friends. Like, who was the side character you thought was the coolest?
Let's see, the very first Naruto, like the Naruto Shippuden, but yeah, Naruto, the
him
guy.
As a kid, like, you know, not him as Hokage or anything like that, or him as a shitty father, but just him as a kid.
The fight between Naruto and, was it Neji? The guy that's like strategic and does like the shadow stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On the floor.
I forget his name, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
It's only, like, he made him like too much like a tactician. Or at the end, or something like
that. But
he
was
just
lazy
kept up
as
the role.
Shit. He didn't know
yes,
how to win.
Yes, that's what made him awesome.
He's like, fine, I'll
he was
fucking
like super
win.
Fucking lazy.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you had Gaara with like, the sand and that other guy with the puppet bullshit.
Yeah, Rock Lee was awesome, too. His dad was even. Not the dad. Was it his dad? No, it's just his trainer.
Yeah, he.
Right?
Rock Lee made Mike himself guy? Look like him. Yep, that's Mike Guy. I love how he took the Popeye approach to being a ninja. It's like you're going to punch stuff, and if you're not good enough at punching, you're going to take supplements until you are.
Yeah.
Fuck jitsu. You're going to hit stuff hard.
Yeah, well, I don't know why they just didn't let Rock just like just
oh,
drink
my headset
constantly.
Died. Say that again. Sorry, my headset kicked out.
So I don't know why they just let Rock Lee just drink throughout like all the battles because he became like a badass like every time he drank.
He was the drunken master. But, you know, Naruto, I guess, had something against, you know, children drinking, you know, which is crazy to say because children are literally killing each other in this show. So, like, who gives a shit about drinking? Yeah.
They don't want to tell children to, like, you know, drink. Even though it became more of like a young adult audience.
Right?
Like, and Shippuden.
But how fucked up are these ninja clans? Be like, yeah, you know, our kids are going to be killing each other soon. We better get them good at it.
Yeah. I never watched, like, Boruto either.
Yeah, I never watched any of that either. I don't know. I'm one of those guys who it's just like, once I get what I need out of it, I kind of stop. Like, for Pokemon, like, when I was watching, there was 150. And then when I turned it off, to me, there'll always be 150. I don't give a shit about any of the new ones.
Yeah.
So where do you stand
yep,
on that?
Exactly.
Are you part of the 150 and only 150 like crew?
Yes, 100%. I used Pokemon was like during my age or like when I was kind of like teenage or kid kind of era.
Right when you
and
thought
I just
you
knew
were
the
too
typical
cool and watching MTV like Total Request Live with Carson Daly.
No, I didn't care about that. I remember like watching like I don't know Spider-Man, like the Spider-Man cartoons and all that crap, and then like
before
no.
Toby danced all over it.
Yeah, and then they had the what was it Adult Swim kind of started? Was it?
Yeah.
Or was it the Sci-Fi Channel that anime started popping on? I forget which one it started.
I forget which one it was starting with. I want to say it was Cartoon Network because of Toonami, because Toonami had fucking anime on it forever. I know some people were like, well, Cowboy Bebop and Dragon Ball Z don't count, but they do.
No, I think it started on Sci-Fi Network. I don't think they have a Sci-Fi Network. But they were like playing like stuff like Akira and all that crap, and it was really good. And that's kind of like, yeah.
They still have a Sci-Fi Network. Those are the guys who play Sharknado.
Do they?
Yeah.
I need a drink real fast. Is it okay if I grab a drink?
Grab a drink. Everybody, this drink break is brought to you by Balls Garara. Grab life by the balls.
I have this thing that I wanted to try. It's called pickle soda.
Pickle soda? Is that like a pickle chaser? Because the people have been swearing by those pickle chasers when it comes to drinking certain alcohols. Like, I'm not a big pickle guy, so I have
no
desire to try
either.
A pickle chaser. So you're drinking a pickle soda?
It's called a pickle soda. I'll send you a picture. I bought it for to tease my friend because my friend Dala, her name is Moy Dala. She streams a lot on Twitch, and I thought it would be hilarious to just send this to her. So I'll have send a picture of it.
You said one of your friends believed in ghosts and the paranormal, so that leads the question: do you have friends who believe in Bigfoot or any other cryptid?
Oh yeah, They believe in Bigfoot too. Like, yeah, a lot of the people around here believes in that.
Are you a Bigfoot believer?
Hell no, I'm not a Bigfoot believer. No way. I am definitely not a Bigfoot believer.
So when your friends, when it comes
like,
to
I'm
them...
very like, I'm not a big fan of like, I don't know, like, I don't think about their ghosts or anything like that. I'm very, I don't know.
It's one of those things where I have to see if they it exist, to believe it. They exist, but if they leave you alone, you don't give a shit kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it's funny, the conspiracies and stuff, because I went, the Mothman stuff isn't too far away. And me and Ali, we went to, we streamed us going to Mothman and going to like all the bunker stuff. Or was it the bunkers? I don't know. There was like dynamite bunkers where they, you can talk to aliens or something. We went down there.
That's so funny you bring up Mothman, because I saw a guy online with a shirt the other day that said, Mothman's real and he ate my ass.
It's funny because I have a Mothman shirt too.
Does it say that?
I just bought it. No, it doesn't even say that. It's just, it looks, it's a cool retro looking shirt. I was like, oh, this is awesome. So I every now and again, like, I'll wear it and like go to the gas station. One of these guys, like, hey, I see you're a believer, huh? So then he'll like give me this conspiracy. I'm like, dude, I just want to buy gas. Come on, man.
They actually come up to you. Like, I bet if you, mm-hmm. I bet if you wore like a flat earth shirt, I'm sure they would come up to you too. Be like,
oh,
hey,
my
man,
God.
Fuck the Spears or some shit.
Another, yeah. One of my friends believes that we never landed on the moon. Or that he might be a flat earther at this point. Who knows?
Now, okay, so conspiracy theories, from people that I've seen who get into them, it kind of feels like, you know how they were like, oh, pot's a gateway drug. You smoke pot, and the next thing you know, you're going to be like, you know, snorting cocaine and shit. Do you find that conspiracy theories are kind of the same way? Like, it only takes a small one, and then people kind of just fall into it?
Yeah. I mean, Jesus, yeah. Look, like, freaking, what was it? The prime example is pretty much the pandemic.
Oh, the QAnon stuff.
Yeah, well, that, and they were like, well, the virus came up, and everyone was like, I honestly thought that we would all like band together and work against like the virus, until one person just came up out of nowhere. It was like, yeah, that virus is a Democrat. And that's all it took.
And then everyone's like,
and then we all had
right.
this huge battle about it.
Forever. So, for what felt like forever.
Yeah. I was like, come on. This makes me feel like if we ever got like invaded by aliens, there's no chance for us, because
well,
one of us is going to say like,
that would happen is there'd be no toilet paper anyway.
Mm-hmm. No toilet paper, all the water will be gone, and then we're all going to be like, let's see how the aliens vote in November.
Like, when the aliens do come, they're all going to be sitting like, do you remember when the aliens first came? We know that is the brown time, because there was no toilet paper anyway.
Yeah! Never made sense to me.
So, you bring up an interesting thing with aliens, because there's been a lot of alien talk lately, you know, Navy releasing footage, the things with the balloons, all these derailments. People are saying it's alien activity. Now, where do you sit on aliens? Are you a believer? Are you a non-believer? What's your stance?
I believe there's aliens. I just don't think they ever came to us. I don't think we'd be like, if you had the power to like travel across the universe, and your only thing you want to do is to abduct us, to probe us in the butt. that sounds kind of pointless to me.
To be fair, I could see, imagine if we had that technology. You know there would be fucking dudes who'd be like, hey, let's go get someone to poke it in the butt.
So wow!
Maybe we are experiencing aliens, but just the weird ones.
Yeah, like the trolley ones. Like, they have their own version of MTV. Like, this night, we take a human up in the craft and shove something up his ass. Like, oh my god, okay, calm down.
And then we tell him no one will believe him, and we put him back.
And no one will, yeah. And then this other night, we send a person to the eighth gate of Narnia or something like that and trip his mind out.
I mean, Narnia is obtainable. You just have to do a bunch of whippets. And then the only way back,
yeah,
you got to stab Ashland. That's the only way back.
Stab Ashland.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I missaid the name when I was talking to Orby the other day, and I made that same joke, and he gave me all this shit. You know, I remember the lion from the Chronicles of Narnia? It's like, I didn't know anyone cared that much about Narnia, dude. I'm sorry.
Well, it's kind of like, isn't it like representative of a Bible or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's like
or...
a Jesus allegory, the lion. See, yeah, we've gone full circle. Some... We started this pre-podcast talking about Easter, and you're asking, is this the day he died or came back? And now, boom, he's back. Look at that. He's back in their fucking jet.
Yeah, I don't remember. I didn't remember if we celebrated Easter as Jesus' death or Jesus' rise or something. I forgot. So you can see how religious I am.
I was one of those things. I was just picturing, like, celebrating the day he died. That'd be a fucked up play. Ow! Fuck! Stop stabbing me!
Yeah, like, all right, guys. Let me put Timmy on the crucifixion stand. No!
These stag bottles are horrible.
I don't want to wear the crown of thorns today. Well, then again, like, what does the Easter bunny and eggs have anything to do with it?
I don't.
Like,
I never it never made sense. That. I think it's got to do with, like, bunnies fuck a lot and they multiply, so they're a sign of spring. And the eggs, I don't fucking understand the eggs. I don't know why they're painted. I just know that I put fucking Reese's Pieces in there and my kid finds them and she's happy. That's the only thing I can do.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
It's just like, why is a fat fucking bastard breaking into my house and leaving toys? Like, you don't ask, you just do it.
I remember having that conversation with my son, too, and he was like, hey, Dad, can I talk to you about Santa? I'm like, sure. And he's like, is he real? I'm like, what do you think? Tell me your opinion. And then he finally said, like, I think it's you giving me those presents. I was like, it's about fucking time. I was getting pissed off that he took all her shit, took all the fucking credit.
You know how hard it is to make absolutely no noise on Christmas Eve?
Yeah. And then as soon as he said that, I was like, guess what? Now that you know, now you get to help me, like, wrap all the presents for all the other kids. And he's like, no!
And he's like, damn it.
Damn it! I do believe it's Easter. Or Santa. I'm sorry.
Oh my god. So
get good
with the games that you play a lot of. You play a lot of Rust. You've played a lot of the GTA RP. Now, is there anything in those particular games that you haven't done yet? Like, is there anything you want to explore with that game when it comes to your play style or content? Or is it one of those things where you found what you want to do with that and you're just going to continue on with it?
I kind of want to change it up. I don't always want to do the same thing over and over again. Because, like, yeah, like, I liked GTA. It was awesome, GTA RP. It was a bit hard to, like, always think of a new plot point to do on the next day. So I kind of got out of it. Rust is always just random in its nature. Because you don't know what the heck you're getting into.
True.
So there are some times where I'll have a goal and I'll try to, like, explore that goal and try to make it as entertaining as I could. And then there are other things like that. I don't know. There are some games, like, I think I'm more doing on Rust than anything else.
Right. And how long, if you had to guesstimate in, like, hours you put into it, where would you say you're at with Rust?
I think I'm up to, like, 3,000 hours or something like that.
Now, do you think that's the game you've played the most throughout the course of your life? Or do you think there's, like, a game back in the day, like a Mario or something that eclipses that?
Probably Minecraft. I played more with, like, friends. We built a lot of random stuff. And then, I don't know, I started playing Rust because my son brought it up. We played Rust together. I really enjoyed it. And then I randomly started watching streams about it, like Inardo, and then I found Jen. And then through Jen... I watched her stream when she was like, she had like 20 viewers or something like that. We became friends and then we started playing together. And then, yeah, that's where we're at now.
Nice. So everything's kind of snowballed into a way. So that's awesome that you found people that you still game with and talk with on an everyday basis.
Pretty much, yeah. I think everybody that I've talked to over the years, like Orby, I play Rust with Orby a lot. Or, yeah.
So that brings me to my next question. What's the longest friendship you've made from gaming that's still active?
From gaming.
It's a hard one, isn't it?
From gaming. Probably Jen. Jen is probably the longest one, I think. Yeah, from gaming, Jennifer, probably.
So, from the course of gaming online and gaming with a headset back in the day, is there any moment that you can remember that stands out that's absolutely insane? Like, you know, a moment where somebody had to call, like, an ambulance, or you're like, what the fuck is going on over there? Did you ever have
Wait, from
moments?
Gaming?
Yes.
To call an ambulance from gaming?
Like, you know, on a headset and hearing people talk, like, you know, big COD lobbies and shit like that. Like,
oh, I see what you mean.
You ever had, like, a crazy moment like that happen? You're like, oh my God, what? Or did that never happen?
Wait a minute, yeah. Oh, wait. I don't know, like, too insane. I know some people got in fights with, like, their fiancés, or, like, they got in arguments. I don't think I had too many crazy stuff. I know, like, I made a crazy situation with another streamer. Her name's, she used to be called Scary Fairy. Now I think she goes by the name of Nikki.
Okay.
It was like a call-in phone stream. Like, she was streaming, and you can call into the stream and she would answer a question. And I thought it'd be like hilarious if my son would just call and say, like, hey, I'm really hungry. He was just, like, sitting there saying, like, I haven't eaten in a while. Can you guys, I don't know, anyway, can ship me food? It was, like, so horribly awkward for them. And at the end, I would just come in and just start screaming, like, hey, are you trying to get food? Don't you do that? Ah! He's like, I gotta go.
Are you trying to get food?
He tried to get food from a streaming call, and you know, they're all sitting there trying to play it up, like trying to be funny, like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was he acted it out so well.
You believed he was
hungry. Was just, you could just tell that these guys were genuinely worried. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna get children's services called to me. This is gonna be horrible.
Is this you on this recording, sir? Yelling about trying to get food?
My son was trying to get food off the streamer, and then I would run in and go, like, are you trying to get food? And then he would just hang up abruptly. And they're like, okay.
So fucking funny. So fucked up. It's so funny.
It is. Now, it was me and Jen. I think it was me, Jen, and a bunch of people. We were just messing with people. That was my son's idea.
About doing this. Did you say that it was you who did it, or did you keep that a secret up until this period?
Wait, what's that?
Did you come forward and tell this person, like, hey, that was us? Or did you keep
it? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I told her. That way she wasn't, like, feeling like her, like, when it, like, her calling stream was just something horrible. She was just a friend. She's a friend of ours, so right. I thought we had to mess with her.
Totally, totally. That's hilarious.
Even though she never did it again after that, which was kind of funny.
So, speaking of pranks, what was your favorite in real life prank you pulled growing up, or did you not engage in pranks so much when you were little?
I like pranks. Let me see. Oh, I don't really know of any specific. Oh wait, I had like a zapper from
like one of those handshake zappers.
No, it's like it's from the haunted house that has that, like. When you turn it on, it like shocks really loud, and it sounds like a taser going off, like da, 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 da.
Okay,
but you can't really, like, it doesn't hurt you or anything, even if it's like close to you.
Right.
It just, I threw one in my son's bed when he went to sleep, and I turned it on when he went.
How old was he at this time?
I was like 15, 14.
That's hilarious. Did you get his?
He was like, Dad.
That's hilarious.
Like, hey, got you.
So with the parenting thing, like, as a parent myself, it's definitely a trip what your, like, kid, like, you never know what they're going to be. Like, you don't know who you're raising at one point. You're like, what's your personality going to be when they're young? So did you have those things when your kid was young where you just weren't sure as to what? Or was your kid very upfront, like, this is what I do. This is who I am.
Yeah, wait, what do you mean? Like, can you
like their personality
rephrase the question?
Type? Like, you know, when you have like a little kid, they're very like bubbly and
yeah,
like, you don't really get,
he was
like...
very shy in the very beginning, which was, so he was shy, and then he eventually grew out of it and then became like just really hilarious and really funny and then really cool. Now he's like in this cool phase, like he's super cool. Everything he does is cool. He does like the cool Instagram pitch, like selfies. Because my son, he's a good-looking dude, so all these ladies are, like, in love with him.
Nice. I can't say I know what that's like, but I can only...
I know. And I'm always like, dude, all right, I know you, all these girls are liking you, man, but make sure your grades are up. All I care is about your grades.
Don't get anyone pregnant and pass.
Yes! I don't want to be a grandfather right now. Just pass your school. It would be good.
That's a good starting
point. For the love of God, I can't pay for another child.
I know, right? It's crazy. I'm about right. to have a second one, and it's just like, oh, like I already feel it. My wallet's like, why?
Wow, well, congratulations.
Appreciate That's that. Awesome. It's going to be in July. Looking forward to it. Another little girl.
Nice. Like, do you know the, oh, little girl.
Little
okay.
Girl. I'm going to have two little girls. And which is great awesome. Because I don't have to spend any more money on clothing because they're just going to pass it all down.
Pass it down.
All that shit's already pink. I don't need to paint anything. It's easy. Like, I hope for a girl to set up pure laziness. Like, I don't want to do anything. Come on. I have enough
exactly.
shit to do. Can we just have another girl?
Exactly.
That and, oh, my headset.
I don't know. Yeah, I couldn't imagine me. My first kid, he was an awesome kid. I never had any problems with him. So I know if I had another kid, it would probably be the opposite of that.
Was it like that in reality? Was the second one crazy?
No, I would say I never had a second kid, so I'm afraid to have another kid because I know the second one would probably be the devil.
Mine was kind of a, like, you know, hellion, so I'm hoping the second one will be fucking peaceful.
Dang, yeah, nice. It might flip for you.
That would be fucking amazing because, my God, getting older, I mean,
I've heard that daughters are a little bit more of a handful.
You gotta fucking chase after them, or when you see them putting something in their mouth and you're like, oh, that's a choking hazard. Maybe you shouldn't have that kind of thing. You never realize how slow you are as an adult until you have to run.
Yep. There is, what was it? I was working on an outlet in my house one time, and I remember my son was like 4 or something like that. I was like fixing, like I was trying to make an outlet on, and I remember he came crawling over towards the outlet, and I had to like hurry up and jump in midair to grab him before he tried to touch this outlet. I was like terrible.
It's like, kid, no. Kids are always trying to kill themselves at a young age. They're always trying to do the worst
like,
possible.
Dad, look, bleach. What's bleach taste like? No, stop.
Like, God, no. Please, I don't want to go to jail. Stop.
No, stop it. And it's funny because my whole community has this joke where I only feed my son like once a week.
Oh, so this is a running joke.
This is a running joke. Yeah, it's a running joke that he created, not me. He always like, we were at a restaurant one day and he looked at me and the waitress and he was like, hey dad, can I eat today? And then, ever since then, like he heard how like I laughed so hard about it, he just continuously do that from like that day on, even on the
now,
internet.
Did the waitress laugh or did the waitress call the cops?
She laughed. Well, I'm ordering food for him and then he's like, dad, can I eat today? I'm like, you asshole.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah, she laughed.
That's hilarious.
I mean, he definitely doesn't look like male nourished, so.
See, that definitely helps. Imagine if you had a kid who was just like naturally skinny and they pulled shit like that. You'd be like, God, stop it. Someone's going to believe this.
I mean, he is naturally skinny, but not too much where it's like a worrisome thing.
True, true. So, Chip. Are you going to engage in the Fast and the Furious 10?
Probably not. I watched like the first 4 or something like that, and it's just like it like when things are becoming too repeatable. I don't know.
I think most people sighed out around that time period before they were.
Yeah,
doing all the crazy
I think it was like Tokyo Drift or something like that. I can only. I can only see Vin Diesel say something about family.
So many times.
So you're saying if they were to redo his like entire role in Saving Private Ryan, when he's holding a little girl when he gets shot, he just repeated like talking about family. You think that would make that movie unwatchable for you?
Yeah, like, God damn it. No, Vin Diesel's in here talking about family. Get him out of here. Yeah,
that's a hard stopping point for me, guys. I'm going to have to turn this one off.
Yeah, this gets a big pass by me. Sorry.
Family. I love that meme with all those dudes just fucking chanting family with the bald head and the wife beater.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's a classic.
It was terrible.
So, Chip, I'm very curious as to what you would say to somebody who's trying to get into the like line of streaming, trying to get into it, but like, you know, having a hard time like finding motivation. Like, what would be okay. your best advice to somebody who's new getting started in this wonderful scene?
Just press the button. Just do it. Press the button. Like, just hit the start streaming button. Like, honestly, think of something funny. Find something that, like, I listen to comedians more than I listen to music. And I also, like, watch a lot of movies and stuff like that. So I like to entertain. So that would probably be a good thing to, like, try to educate yourself on. Never try to be... never try to be... the guy of the game who's like a professional. Try to be entertaining first, and then maybe by playing the game so many times you become a professional at it.
Nice. So yeah, focus more on having a good time as opposed to trying to be a sweat lord.
Yeah, focus on like entertaining the people that are watching you. So that's like, find a way to do it.
You brought up comedians, too. So have you been to any live shows, or have you yourself gone up on stage at like an open mic and done some stand-up?
I have not been to many like live comedian shows. I usually watch it all online, but I did go see one. I think oh, my God. Now I have to go see more comedians because of my answer. I saw Carrot Top.
Carrot Top. So Carrot Top took your stand-up comedy cherry. And that was Carrot.
Virginity.
Was this during
actually hilarious.
His heyday, or was this like after when he was like doing all the Vegas stuff?
Oh my God. I don't even remember. It was like 5-10 years
okay.
ago.
So fairly recent.
Yeah. I mean, not recent. No, actually, no. Well, I'd say 10 years ago.
Okay. So that's not that long ago. So 10 years ago. So when you saw Carrot Top, now, did he surprise you with his stage presence? Was there anything about his show that he gave you that you weren't expecting? Or is it exactly what you thought you were going to get?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting him to be hilarious like that. But, and I, like, again, it's been so long ago that it's hard for me to remember.
Totally. So is there any stand-up out there who you would want to see live?
Who is that? Lisa Lambanelli is pretty good. But her concert, like, wait, is it Lisa Lampanelli? Wait, no. Am I saying the – wait, who is that? No, that's a wrong person. Wait, Tomlinson? I'm trying to I am so – you could tell that I'm, like, horrible. Taylor Tomlinson.
Okay.
Is she cool? Yeah, she's cool. I would love to see Taylor Tomlinson. I know she's more of a for the ladies. That and but she's hilarious. I actually enjoy watching her. But her tickets are insane. Who else is another one? It sucks that Mitch passed away.
Right.
And of course, Norman. Robin Williams would awesome. Did you ever see his stand up on live on Broadway?
I have never seen stand-up live on Broadway. I had never seen that one, no.
It's Robin Williams' stand-up called Live on Broadway.
Okay. Is it just the best of his best?
That is his best stand-up. That's, like, honestly the best stand-up I've ever seen. Is Robin Williams' Live on Broadway is the, like, I think it's on YouTube now. You can just watch it on YouTube. Out.
I'll definitely have to check that out. I think I've seen bits of it because I think everybody has. I think I know the set you're talking about. But yeah, you're right. I have to actually sit down and like appreciate it.
Oh, especially because you will love it all.
Yeah, that was a crazy one. Like that was the one celebrity death where I was like not ready for.
Oh, it
hurt. I don't think anyone.
It hurts.
Yeah,
I know. That one really hit me. I was like, oh no, Robin Williams is gone? I was like, no.
What was your favorite
that
one?
That one hit hard.
Was it like Aladdin from the Genie? What was yours?
Yeah, Aladdin from the Genie was actually really good.
I'm really baked. I got that completely true.
Yeah, it was really good. And like, who else was really good? I honestly, like, every one of his shows really was awesome.
Right, they really were. Yeah.
Oh, God, Good Will Hunting.
Good Will.
Freaking phenomenal.
It's not your fault, Chip Dingle. It's not your fault.
Not your fault. Dude, I quote that to my friends all the time. I was like, hey.
I mean, how could you not?
I was like, I know. Like, hey, no, listen, not your fault. Like, I know, I get it. Yeah. No, listen. Hey. I used to do this to my friends, and they're like, shut up, man. Screw you, man.
Like, that was a cool time because there was a lot of iconic actors roles back then. So my question to you is, was there anybody else who was like on Jim Carrey level? I mean, yeah, Robin Williams like level. Was there anyone else who was around that like level for you?
You're talking about like actors that are kind of like on that level?
Yeah, like, you know. Okay. Like Jim, like I just said, Jim Carrey, like Jim Carrey's like liar performance kind of thing. Was
Jim
there anybody else who was like
amazing?
Funny? Yeah, he was great.
Tom Cruise, we got to give the boy props. I know like his religious beliefs are kind of weird, but Tom Cruise is awesome. Love his stuff. He's just a really great actor. And besides, like pulling off his stunts and shit like that. Jesus.
Yeah, the shit he does is crazy. Like he's standing on a fucking biplane.
He's going to space to make a movie.
It's like, Tom, you didn't have to do any of this.
Come on.
It's like,
like, dude. And then he's like, all right, Top Gun. Like, I'm not doing Top Gun unless I'm in a freaking jet. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, here you go, Tom Cruise.
Shockingly short in real life. Do you think he's doing all of this to like overcompensate for being short? Or do you think Scientology gives him the power?
I think if this is his way to compensate, then we should probably just give it to him. And you're 6 foot. Good job. Kudos.
It's like, all right, Tom.
Like, I remember a shot in Maverick.
Dick. You can stop this.
Yeah, you got a big ass dick, Tom. I mean, who's going to like hold on the side of a jet and then after that and look at this guy and go like, hey, man, you're short. No one.
As you see Tom Cruise getting into those positions, you just see him talking to him. So I was like, you have a big dick, Tom. You can do this.
Yeah. Just a tear in your eyes as he's like leaping off of the building. Hey, man. Big penis. Big dick, Tom.
There he goes.
Big dick, Tom, right there.
Jack reach around. Big dick, Tom.
Jack reach around.
For the Jack
I think there was a movie I did. There was only like one movie I didn't like of his. I don't remember which one.
Was it Scientology?
Probably. No, I think. I mean,
now, do you think they use him
in
their
films? Assassin?
Like, you know, they have like welcome films and shit like that. Do you think they use him a lot for those films?
Oh, 100%. I think that whole religion is held together by him. Like, seriously. That whole religion is held together by him, for sure.
It's like, we put our trust in Travolta, and that one didn't pan out. But it's okay, because we got
Isn't Travolta getting, something happened on Rust. Was it the movie Rust?
Oh, yeah.
Or was that Gibson?
That was Clooney. No, fuck. No.
That wasn't Clooney. Clooney got in trouble because
it was some woman thing. Yeah. Oh, no. What the fuck is this guy? He was in 30 Rock. He was the main guy in 30 Rock.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, he's the guy who shot the person on the Rust scene. Well, he was given a gun that he thought was a prop gun, and he was doing a scene and he pulled the trigger and he shot somebody and they died.
Yeah.
Because there's like actual bullets in there. And like, it's pretty fucking, the whole situation's fucking nuts. It's
terrible.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible.
And the thing that blows my mind is like, it's not that hard. I know that realism and stuff like that, but dude, you can fake a muzzle flash really easy anymore. And it's technically believable. I don't know why we're still using like actual freaking blanks in movies still.
Yeah, and didn't he notice the weight of it? Bullets in the gun. It's a noticeable weight between a dummy and a real round.
Nah, because like I shot blanks before. You're talking like an ounce. No, and a gun. No, because the blank is technically still a round, except for it doesn't have the tip.
I mean, when I was using those, you know those stupid, like, laser gun systems we have for, like, simulated combat? The blanks were always light for me when I had to use them in a 9.
Really?
But they weren't the ones with the fake tips. They were the ones that were, like, pinched off completely. So maybe that's why the weight felt so different. Maybe.
Could be. Maybe. Who knows? All I know is, like, I think, because, what was it? Bruce Lee's son died. And the crow.
He got shot with a blank.
Yeah, he got shot not with a blank. He got shot with a bullet because someone put a bullet in there as well. Like he jumped on the table and everybody started shooting him. It was like this scene in the movie. And
why the fuck would you put a real bullet in there?
Like, yeah, exactly.
What was the logic with that?
Yeah, it makes no sense. But it happens a lot. It actually happens. Well, it doesn't happen a lot, but it happens.
It happens enough to be noticeable. Like, I thought train accidents weren't common, and now fuck, it feels like there's a new one on the news every day.
Hey, you guys are welcome. That came from us, Ohio. Fucking Ohio. Jesus Christ.
So are you close to the incident?
Yeah, I was like 40 miles away from it.
Now, what's it like being so close to it? Is it like, is there any kind of ramifications?
I thought you're quiet. Nothing that they're telling us.
There's nothing with the environment that's different. Like, there's no weird like clouds or anything like that.
No, nothing weird. No, I mean, no, I don't know. It's Ohio. There's nothing really. It wasn't like I live far enough away where it's anything in the environment down there is not going to affect us here. At least I think, unless you know,
right?
Totally. To grow a third penis. Wait, no, that implies that I have a second penis. No, another penis.
I was going to say, that many penises squabblehead-esque. That's a lot of penises.
Yeah, right? Keep that away from Tryhard, Jesus. But, it doesn't really affect us. I know we're close to the river, other than that.
So you were talking about Ohio. It's Ohio. Now, do you guys do that in state? Do you just look at each other and go, Ohio truck when like fucked up stuff happens?
Pretty much at this point. There's some like really goofy stuff that happens, but then again, I don't know, it's kind of a nice state. Even though like when I want to have fun, I usually go to Pittsburgh. I'm like 45 minutes away from Pittsburgh, so like I just came from Pittsburgh yesterday to go out and have some food with some friends,
so
or a friend.
Are you a fan of sports? Are you a fan of anything in that area of Pittsburgh, like the Penguins, the Steelers, the Pirates, anything like that?
I'm not a habitual sports fan. Like, if I have the opportunity to go see a sports game, I'll watch it, but I'm not habitual about it.
Totally.
So I guess the real answer is just no. But the company I work for sponsors like the Steelers and the Pittsburgh Pirates and stuff like that, and we will get like free tickets.
Oh, that's sick.
And like a really nice suite too. We get like a suite, like a private room that's fully catered, and we have this like overlook where we can like look down onto the field, and I'm like, oh yeah. So I think anybody who is not a sports fan would be a sports fan after doing that.
You have like the Roman like emperor seats, like kill him. Like you have the grandest viewing compartment in the arena. You're right. Who wouldn't be a fan of that? That sounds
Who wouldn't want that? Like it's so cool. Like I'm like we have our suite is like looking at the home plate and it's so cool. Like, I remember, like, it was freezing outside, and I remember, like, we're in this, like, heated room, and we have, like, all these, like, drinks, and we have, like, a glass door that's in front of us, and we can just open up the glass door, like, walk on the balcony, and there's, like, a couple seats there, and we can just, like, look down, and I'm like, I'll look at them, like, hey, look at how those guys freezing.
Look at the poor people freeze.
Look at them. Look at all the poor people. No, I'm joking. And I'm not at all. I am not at all rich at all. Jesus Christ. But
funnier is you had like one day getting to see what that's like, that crazy wealth is like, and you immediately turned point. Against
I get one day. One day to look down upon the poor fools and be like, ha, 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 you wish you were me right now, don't you?
They look like ants. They are ants.
Yes, worship me on the balcony.
So interesting going from that, switching over to a mental health question. If you could give anybody who's getting into this like scene advice regarding the mental health of being a streamer and just making content in general, what would it be? Because it seems to be something that people struggle with a lot.
Yes. Yes. Do not focus about the numbers. The numbers are not important. Don't worry whenever your stream is like you're not getting chatters or something like that. Just do the best thing you could do, and that's all you need to worry about. Because it can be mentally draining when you like look back at your numbers and you're like, oh man, I don't have like 30 people, like this person gets 100 viewers, why can't I get 100 viewers? Don't worry about that, and just keep on consistent and like put out content, put out TikToks, put out like YouTube shorts, YouTube videos, and it will happen. This isn't like streaming isn't a game of like popularity, it's more like a game of like who works the hardest. I mean, that's what it is, honestly.
Totally.
So yeah, I wouldn't worry about it.
My next question to you is there anybody out there who you haven't met or haven't worked with or done anything with that you would like to moving forward? Like if there's somebody you would like to do something like a subathon with or something content creation wise, now's your time to throw that out there.
Not really. I mean, everybody that I'm like friends with, like I usually like my group of friends and I like doing content with them. I think sometimes I'll do content with like, I don't know. Not really. I would have to say no. Everybody that I do content with, like anybody who's just a friend and just wants to hang out, just like, hey, you want to play a game? I'm like, cool. I'll turn on the stream. Let's do it. So.
Totally.
Yeah.
Nice. So.
Hell yeah, buddy.
Now is your time to say whatever it is. What's on the Chip Dangle mind? If you want to take this time to thank people, if you want to take this time to plug an event coming up, if you want to talk about sponsors, now's your time to type whatever it is you would like to say, Chip. The floor is yours.
All right. What I've been doing lately I am working on an event with Rustopia called Game of Zones. I'm probably going to have a bunch of content creators come and join, and it's going to be about a medieval game where you can claim territory and claim taxes. So if you're a content creator and you want to join, send me a DM. It's with Rustopia, me, and Jennifer. Other than that, you can check me on twitch.tv/chipdingle, where I'm mainly an interact, like a Twitch interactive channel where you guys can mess with me on Twitch, and I just react based off that, and I just do goofy stuff on the side. And yeah, that's all.
And we'll put those links in the description. I like how you went from a story where you were like, you know, the rich guy watching the poor people freeze. You immediately caveat to a game where you take land and charge taxes. We're finding something out about Chip Dingle here tonight.
Yes, amount of, what is it, a theocracy? Is it like the king thing?
Something like that.
Is it a
monarch?
Yeah. Yes. A monarchy. Worship me. Worship me. No, I'm joking. Absolutely. That's really funny, though.
That's actually.
Listen, I get one time where I'm in a freaking balcony looking down on people where they're freezing their ass and I'm warm as hell. I'm taking it.
And I don't hold that against you at all. I just think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And then come to my server where you can worship me as king. No, I think, yeah, I see your point.
It was good. It was well timed. I liked it. But anyway, mm-hmm. I would like to take this time to thank you for taking the time to, you know, come on a recording and talk to almost a complete stranger over the internet about a bunch of random topics that didn't really correlate.
Hell yeah. I had a lot of fun. This was really good.
That's
great.
That's the whole point of this, just to sit back and get to know the person behind the content and get to know a little bit of their behind-the-scenes stuff. You know, nothing too serious. Not bringing up any, like, actual real, like, accusations or anything crazy like that. Not making you take a side on politics. Hey, how do you feel about Israel-Palestine, Chip Tingle? Nothing like that.
All right, see show. You guys later!
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Bye!
But that, everybody, hope you had fun with this one. This is just episode 90. I know, fucking crazy. We're getting close to that 100. Jesus. We're going to give away a keyboard at 100, so stay tuned on how that's going to fucking happen. But other than that, why don't you fuckers go outside and touch and or smoke some grass, and we'll catch you next
time
on the comms.